We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Not so fast, Jacksonville Jaguars. Will Lutz is remaining a Denver Bronco. Little turn of events today, and we want to do a little emergency podcast. I know it's a kicker, but I love the drama surrounding this move with Will Lutz coming back on a two-year deal with the Broncos. We're doing a little emergency podcast. Henry Chisholm, Zach Stevens rolling with you today. Henry, when you saw the news, how blown away were you by this drama? Scale of, like, I don't know, what's the best drama? Oppenheimer just won best picture for a drama on Oppenheimer movie. We're not going anything else there. On a scale of zero to Oppenheimer movie drama, how much drama is this?
Like a 1.5.
It's
kicker drama. I just honestly don't care all that much who the kicker is, which is kind of like maybe a little bit dark. Like, occasionally you get a bad kicker and it's gross. Occasionally you get a kicker who makes every kick and you're like, really? He really did that? I wasn't paying much attention. So yeah, I mean, it's fun that there's drama. I'm not too concerned.
Yeah, and that's probably how a lot of people feel. One person who is not in that category, though, Henry, is Sean Payton. Sean Payton loves Will Lutz. Loves Will Lutz. And we saw it with his actions last year. When Will Lutz became potentially available in a trade, the Broncos made it very well known that they would like to trade for him. He does not get the job in with New Orleans, so the Broncos swoop in and trade a 7th-round pick in order to get Will Lutz. Will Lutz cost the Broncos a game potentially in week 1, and Sean Payton completely backs Will Lutz after that. Will Lutz almost cost the Broncos a game in Buffalo, but as Will Lutz said, thanks to the 12th man out in Buffalo, the Broncos were able to hold on and win that game. Will Lutz got a second try at that game-winning field goal. He hit it, and Sean Payton, some point late in the season, said Will Lutz is, I believe, 29 years old, said Will Lutz still has so much left in the tank. He's still becoming a great kicker and is going to be one of the best kickers in the NFL for us. So he made it very well known just how much he likes Will Lutz. And I really think that he trusts Will Lutz. So I think this is a big move in the Broncos' eyes, maybe not to fans' eyes, because Henry, they're just kickers. I mean, some people don't even view them as football players. We'll ask Todd about it tomorrow about that part. But in Sean Payton's mind, I think this is a huge get. And so let's kind of take a step back. This morning, right after we finished our first show, news broke that Will Lutz was signing with the Jacksonville Jaguars, which just seems so weird. It was like, what is this Broncos pipeline from Denver to Jacksonville with kickers? Because, of course, Brandon McManus went there last year. And so we're like, wow, okay. I truly thought it was a big blow for Sean Payton himself losing Will Lutz. And then news comes out just a couple minutes ago that Will Lutz changed his mind. This was not the Jacksonville Jaguars backing out of the deal. This was Will Lutz wanting to stay loyal to the Broncos, wanting to stay loyal to Sean Payton Do you buy the loyalty part of this, Henry?
I mean, anybody wants to kick at altitude. I mean, it definitely doesn't hurt. Like, it's a tiebreaker at the very least. But no, I would guess they gave him more money. You know, we talked about this a little bit this week. I mean, that's why there's a tampering period, because it used to be teams could like negotiate these deals, and then as soon as the day starts, just like, bang, here it is. This is what we're going to do. And it would just get locked in. But now with this 2-day tampering period, you can make your deal with Will Lutz if you want. But if Sean Payton wants him badly enough, he can just swoop right back in up until Wednesday at 2:00, I believe, and offer whatever he wants. So who knows? Maybe the Broncos swept in and just offered the same amount of money, and it was a tiebreaker that he gets to come back and not have to move and kicks at altitude and all that stuff. Or you just throw him another $100,000 and say, come on, you're a kicker, just come back.
Come on, you're a kicker. I don't know if that's the way to really swoon people, is be like, oh, come on, you're just a kicker, come back. But Henry, I think you're onto something. But let me throw a little bit more information out there and then give my take on the situation. According to this is from Chris, our friend Chris Thomason, who and this is from Will Lutz's agent, John Perla, said, quote, there was an agreement originally with Jacksonville, and then it was redone with the Broncos. We didn't have anything in writing with Jacksonville. He just thought about it and decided that Jacksonville was not the right spot for him. One, ouch, Jacksonville. That sucks for them. I mean, that is embarrassing. And just after you lose a guy, then he kind of his agent stabs you in the gut. And then this coming in from Mike Kliss from John Perla as well. Will Lutz's agent said, quote, Will had a tremendous sense of loyalty to Sean Payton, and who had really helped him in his career. The Broncos were able to make it work so that Will had a change in direction. Now he can continue what he's done with the team there. It was quite a day. So reading into that, understanding how much I know Sean Payton wanted Will Lutz on the team, I think you're absolutely right. I think, and I know that the Broncos were negotiating with Will Lutz for a couple of days, if not a week or so, to bring him back. I think the offer wasn't what Will Lutz wanted. Multiple years, maybe the money wasn't there. So he said, fine. I mean, you guys have let me hit the open legal tampering period right now. I'm going to go out and I'm going to sign a deal with someone else to show you that I am worth this. He did that. And then Sean Payton said, oh shit, you're right. You can get that money. I'm just going to pay you that money. Maybe a little boost as well. Or maybe it was the additional year because it's a 2-year deal for Will Lutz. So I think that's exactly what happened. And now the Broncos have been involved in multiple of these type of deals where a player agrees with one team and then they sign with the Broncos. Broncos have been in the right end of both of those. Of course, Will Lutz this year. Just a couple of years ago, Randy Gregory doing that to the Cowboys and signing with the Broncos after.
Yeah, I mean, the drama's fun. Who knows? Maybe there could be some drama with something a little more exciting in the future.
Some Sam Darnold drama, Henry?
Oh, boy. Not keep Sam Darnold away. Gardner Minshew went to the Raiders, though. That's kind of fun. It does make me wonder. I mean, I don't know where Justin Fields could even land at this point. I mean, when the Falcons are full, the Raiders – you would think if you're getting Gardner Minshew, you wouldn't want to add Justin Fields. I guess it's not set in stone. But the Broncos, I would imagine at this point, could get Justin Fields for pretty cheap if they wanted.
Yeah, I just don't think we talk about what Sean Payton wants is what the Broncos get. I don't think Sean Payton wants Justin Fields. Don't think it's a fit there. But, yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of rumblings, rumors, reports, speculation, I don't know what you want to call it, that Justin Fields might just end up as a backup this year. I mean, you look at teams that he would fit a profile for in terms of like athletic running quarterback. The Eagles, he could be a backup there. Who else fits that? There's a couple of teams that could kind of fit that mold. And that would just be another quarterback in that draft class that's now a backup with Mac Jones going to Jacksonville yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's going to back up his fellow draft mate player in Trevor Lawrence there. So you're right. I think a lot of people I've seen a lot of reaction in Denver of bummed out that Gardner Minshew is one, not a Bronco, but two, playing in the division. And the Broncos are still in the quarterback divisions or still in the quarterback search right now. And so it's interesting to look at the contract Gardner Minshew got, 2 years, $25 million, 15 guaranteed. So essentially a 1 year, $15 million deal. That kind of sets the price tag high on some of these other quarterbacks. So if the Broncos are going to be in, I warned people earlier today that $10 million for Sam Darnold might be the price there. Maybe it's negotiating power to bring that up to $15 million if it's Sam Darnold. Again, I think that's how the NFL world views this. I think if you go with the Ryan Tannehills of the world, the Jameis Winstons, they won't be that much. But I think Sam Darnold after and kind of alongside Gardner Minshew are maybe $15 million each.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what it costs to get a quarterback. I mean, especially for Gardner Minshew, who's a guy who's pretty proven as a quarterback. Not necessarily like proven Pro Bowler, obviously, but I mean, basically Jimmy Garoppolo, who signed a 3-year, $72 million deal last year, like same team. Like, wow. I think, I guess at that point, Jimmy was seen as like a little above Gardner Minshew, but not significantly so, I wouldn't say. So, yeah, I mean, 2 years, get $10 million a year, $12.5 million a year for Minshew. Plug your quarterback hole. That's about kind of what I would expect, I guess.
Yeah. And Broncos being quiet. So, Henry, I asked you this 4 hours ago as we wrapped up our first show of the day. I guess that was technically your second show of the day. Do the Broncos, we don't know the exact terms for Will Lutz's deal, but there have been a couple of kickers signed today for right in that $4 million range. I'll ask you this question first. You think Will Lutz over under $4.5 million a season?
It's
a 2 year deal. Under 2 million or under 4.5.
Yeah.
I'll say this negotiating period helped him out a little bit. I'm going to say just slightly over. I believe the highest paid kicker in the NFL is, of course, Tucker at like 6 million. So I'll say Will Lutz is pretty close to 5 million there with this deal. Second question. Yeah, you don't like that. Second question. You and Sean view Will Lutz very differently.
No, he's a fine kicker. I mean, yeah, well, he's fine. I mean, he makes $4 million bucks a year. I think you look around, there's like 7 kickers on the market who were starting kickers last year. Like, I don't think he outplayed his contract necessarily.
So then next question, the Broncos already signed Brandon Jones. I know you're grinding over that tape right now. We're going to get into that on tomorrow's podcast. Next question is, will the Broncos sign someone today for more than Brandon Jones's almost $7 million per year deal, 3 years, $20 million? You said over earlier. 4 hours later, you sticking with it?
Well, they spent 4 hours trying to get Will Lutz to come back, so they're a little bit behind the eight ball in terms of hiring or signing somebody else. I'll say no, not by the show.
Okay.
I think by like Wednesday's show, probably, but I'd say probably not by tomorrow's show.
All right. I absolutely love it. And before we get out of here, you know what our emergency shows have become, Henry?
What?
The Shekel shows. The Shekel shows, because we've got Shekels coming in on a super chat from our guy, Morty R, who says, are we going to talk about how they gave me hope that there was a chance for Brandon McManus to come back? Here's the thing. I think I said it when news broke. There was zero chance Brandon McManus was going to come back. There was never a chance Brandon McManus was going to come back with Sean Payton here. Just remember, before Brandon McManus ever practiced with the Broncos, one of the first things Sean Payton did over taking over this team was cut Brandon McManus. So even if it wills, even if it wasn't Will Lutz, it was going to be someone other than Brandon McManus.
Yeah. Yeah, there was no chance Brandon McManus was coming back.
And there is a chance that we'll be back tomorrow. Actually, there's a definitive chance that we'll be back tomorrow on the DNVR Broncos podcast. We're going to break this move down. Henry's got a great inside look at Brandon Jones and what he's bringing to this Broncos defense. Henry, can you give us a thumbs up rating? Like, what scale are we on right now and how you feel about it?
Well, so I decided I'm just going to go through the playoff game because he started the playoff game against the Chiefs. I figured most recent time he's played, divisional opponent for the Broncos, played every snap, or I think he might have missed two snaps. He got like a twisted ankle or something. But I figured that was the one. And I went through and I watched, and I think he's good. I think he's good. There are some like specific concerns we can get into tomorrow. But so I would say like moderately up from like middle, with the other thing being that I'm just going to like fly through a bunch of other games to make sure that wasn't like the best or worst game of his career or something. I narrowed it down to my 36 favorite clips from that game. So
I love it. I can't wait to see it.
Putting them in order in my photos. And then after that, we're going to turn it into actually something people care about.
Boom. I love it. We're going to look at Brandon Jones tomorrow. Talk about this a little more. Get Todd's reaction. Is it okay that players do this and back out of deals? We'll hear from Todd Davis on that. And then get into any other moves the Broncos do or don't make, including guys that are signing to other places. And before we get out of here, Morty says, where do you see Brandon McManus going? Henry, I'll let you answer this one since you're such a big kicker guy.
Oh, boy. Where do I see him going? I mean, how old is he, first of all?
Brandon McManus?
Mid-30s?
He is 32 years old right now.
Okay, so 32 is still pretty young. He's coming off of his two worst seasons in the NFL, probably, if not pretty close to it. I mean, he's in a tough spot. The Patriots need a kicker. They also had the best kicker in the league last year, Nick Folk, when you just look at the numbers, and he's also 39, so I'm not sure if he's coming back. How about the Giants? He goes back to where his career started. Takes over for Randy Bullock, an old friend of the Broncos.
There we go. I love it. Well, we talked about how there's a Broncos to Jaguars kicker pipeline going on. I'll say Brandon just stays in Jacksonville after Will Lutz burns them today. We got a lot of people tuning in. We really appreciate people tuning into an emergency kicker show, but we just wanted to be here for the people. Hit us with a thumbs up on YouTube if you're watching. Yes. We'll see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. on the DNVR Broncos podcast.